You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Hall of Fame ballot kind of blew up. This is the controversial one. This is the last chance for a lot of the steroid users and the cheaters, along with Curt Schilling. So John Heyman, I mean, I guess we could add Heyman on the show. I didn't want to get John Heyman. He's sometimes kind of boring delivery, although he's a fantastic baseball insider. John Heyman, MLB Network, revealed his Hall of Fame ballot. Okay? Barry Bonds, in. Andrew Jones, in. Jeff Kent, in. Scott Rowland, in. Curt Schilling, in. The thing that became a story from this is he put Bonds in, but didn't put in Clemens. That was offense number one to the majority of baseball and sports fans. Number two, how are you going to have Bonds in, but not Ortiz? And then three, how are you going to have A-Rod excluded and left out, along with maybe a guy like Manny Ramirez? How can you put Bonds in, but not Roger Clemens? It actually made me think of you, because you were kind of picking apart Clemens' career a little bit last week. So I was like, is RJ going to support this, that Roger Clemens, there's an argument to be made that he can be left out of the Hall of Fame and he's on a different tier than Barry Bonds? Because you kind of brought this up last week before the story came out, but here's Twitter reaction. Bonds but no Clemens makes no sense, John. It's impossible to include Bonds and not Clemens. No Clemens but has Bonds on there. Aren't you supposed to be some baseball expert? Unfollowed. How do you justify this? Absolutely ridiculous. So he's getting crushed and taken apart. I agree with the baseball fans. I would just have to hear that he doesn't think Roger Clemens, it belongs in the Hall of Fame somehow, some way. Is he going to say that Bonds needed it, or Clemens needed the juice more than Barry did, that Barry was more of a Hall of Famer before Barry's Giants days? And you have Roger, who really just defied everything in Toronto and in the armpit. What's the reasoning?
I'm going to assume that he thinks that prior to, he is going to use the line of demarcation at 1997 for Roger Clemens and 1999 for Barry Bonds. Okay. The rumor is that Barry watched what McGuire and Sosa did, and he was like, I'm better than both those fools. They're getting all this praise. I'm going to start doing what they did, and I'm going to become Hulkamania, and I'm going to run wild on you. So let's use 1999 for Barry and 1997 for Roger. So 97, Roger goes to Toronto. Thought is he starts taking the old juice, and he goes from,
his cutoff, by the way, looks to be 1998. Who? All right, Heyman, the voter. Here's a follow up. I've resisted supporting all steroid-linked improved players as I question the authenticity of their achievements, but have made Bonds the one exception, as the narrative that he didn't use steroids until after at least 1998 is compelling. By then, he had three MVPs and seven top five finishes. So he's using his line of demarcation right there. The cutoff point is 1998, okay, where he's decided that Bonds already deserved a spot.
Okay, and use it the year prior for Clemens, because that's when he went to Toronto and he went back-to-back Cy Youngs. If he wants to use that same logic, you know, Roger already had three Cy Youngs by the time he went to Toronto prior to 1997. Same amount of as Barry had MVPs. And the Cy Young is, I would say the Cy Young is of equal value to an MVP. It is the number one award for your craft, which your craft would be a pitcher. Now it may be a little bit less, but
yeah.
I mean, listen, Nolan Ryan never won a Cy Young. Rogers got what, 7 of them? It's hard to say that you could put one in without the other. There's another guy, another writer, Saadi LeBron, who put Roger Clemens in, but not Barry Bonds.
Why?
Now, maybe John Heyman was just canceling out that idiot's vote.
Why, though?
He did not explain.
Okay.
But he had Clemens in, Manny, Andrew Jones, Todd Helton, Andy Pettit, who has admitted to using PEDs, Curt Schilling, David Ortiz, stuff like that. Manny, like I said. But it doesn't make sense for one to be in without the other.
Well, he says Barry hit 290 with 410 home runs over that span, 8 All-Stars, 8 Gold Gloves, and 7 Silver Slugger Awards by 1998. So he basically playing a guessing game as to when Barry started and wasn't using. Because before, we've all kind of been like, it's got to be a blanket decision. If you're going to be cool with the juicers going in, then put them all in. If you're against it, then keep them all out. And now he's deciding to create his own time frame. What a brilliant thing to get attention, by the way. A lot of times people have said, oh, I don't want my ballot out there. I don't want to make it public. And that's if you sit there and do something stupid like leaving Jeter off or whoever got left. Didn't someone leave Jeter off or something that – or was Jeter unanimous? Or
for the Hall of Fame? One guy didn't vote for
him. Sometimes those people don't want to get shredded and taken apart. But this was brilliant for John Heyman because he knew exactly what was going to happen when he left Clemens off and put Bonds on. I would give
him that much credit. He can't get it.
Well, I'm giving him credit for being an attention whore, if you want to call that really credit.
Now, listen, if I was going to do this, I would look at the...
If you were going to do like Heyman's way?
If I was going to do a Hall of Fame ballot. Which, why you and I don't have either a Hall of Fame or a Heisman or an AP Top 25 vote is beyond me. I look for 5 years of greatness. If you have more than 5 consecutive years of elite greatness, then you can be in.
It's consecutive.
Yeah.
Has to be consecutive.
Well, I mean, if you get injured, I'm not going to kill you for that. You know, but like, so Roger Clemens, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92. So that's 7 straight years.
Yeah.
He had 7 straight years where he was Cy Young, 6th.
Yeah.
Not in it. 2nd, Cy Young, 3rd.
And what were the ERAs during that run?
In that run, 248, 297, 293, 313, 193, 262. All right, that's enough.
Don't even have to go on. And that was before 98.
This was 86 to 92. So now, after that, he had about a 4-year stretch, 5-year stretch, a 4-year stretch where he went down. 446, 285, 418, 363.
Okay.
All right. That's not Hall of Fame. But the 7 years prior.
By the way, that's not outrageously bad
either. It's not bad. Now, the 7 years prior, yeah, that's the best pitcher in the game.
Yeah.
The 7 years prior, I mean, it's not quite Bob Gibson, but dude,
Hall of Fame.
Yes. That 7-year stretch is as Hall of Fame gets. So if you're going to put one in, I understand what he's saying. Yeah, Bonds was more of a Hall of Famer in 1998 than Roger Clemens was when he went to Toronto. But not much, man. It's barely. It's barely.
It's Barry.
Barry. These are two of the best in our generation at what they do.
All right, what about his other votes in with the other guys? Jeff Kent.
Agree. Jeff Kent, to me, is the second best offensive second baseman in the history, or one of them. Not in the history of the game, but he's tremendous. He was a very good player, and if he wasn't such a jackass, he'd have been in a long time ago.
Andrew Jones?
Yes. Andrew Jones was the silkiest of smooth center fielders.
Scott Rowland?
I struggle with Rowland. Rowland is, like, Beltre is better than Scott Rowland. I know some people think Rowland's better than Beltre. I disagree. I struggle with Rowland, though. I don't think Hall of Fame when I think Scott Rowland. I think he's more in that Jim Edmonds category.
And then he's putting in Schilling. There you go.
I think you have to put Schilling in. If you're going to put Mike Mussina in, you got to put Curt Schilling in. They're largely the same guy. One guy was better in the regular season. One guy was better in the postseason. But for the most part, they're basically the same pitcher.
877-881-1053. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text to hit us up. So I can't wait to see these ballots. I cannot wait. Are you getting an early feeling on whether it's heading right for the Hall of Famers or not? Or sorry, for the steroid guys?
It's too soon. It's too soon. There's a guy, I think his last name is Thibodeau. He's got
Tom, coach of the Knicks.
Not Tom Thibodeau. He has got a chart that he does that keeps tabs on who is getting in and who is not getting in. I got to see where he... Oh, here's the tracker. There's a tracker coming up here. I don't think it's updated enough because we don't have enough votes yet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.